Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. SQN is shaking up the world of change data capture for Postgres databases. This new tool allows developers to stream Postgres rows and changes directly to popular streaming platforms and queues. Why does this matter? Well, it's a game changer for building real-time data pipelines and event-driven architectures on top of Postgres. The impact is significant. SQN can slash the development time for CDC implementations from days to hours. It comes with native integrations for platforms like Kafka and RabbitMQ, making it a versatile solution for various streaming needs. If you're working with Postgres and need to implement CDC, SQN is definitely worth checking out on GitHub. Now let's talk about something cool. Running Docker on your Android phone. Yes, you heard that right. You can now install Docker natively on your Android device and use it as a home server. The setup process involves installing Termux, a terminal emulator for Android, and then setting up Docker within it. The real aha moment comes when you realize you can run full containerized apps right on your phone. It's a great way to experiment with Docker or set up a lightweight home server. In other news, there's been some interesting research on TCP performance over Starlink's satellite internet. The study provides insights into how TCP interacts with Starlink's unique network characteristics. This information could be crucial for developers looking to optimize their applications for satellite internet users. Switching gears to the Linux kernel, there are preparations underway to support Huawei's Kunpeng ARM server SoCs with high bandwidth memory. This update aims to improve performance for enterprise deployments using these chips. It's a reminder of how the Linux kernel continues to evolve to support new hardware technologies. Remember, all the code mentioned in this podcast is available at compiler.io. If you'd like to create AI-generated content like this, check out secretagent.xyz. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.